FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Hillcrest AIDS Centre Trust says the growing need to be self-sustaining is behind the latest initiative to help keep their doors open.
The reality is, since COVID, 15 hospices have closed down, with the extreme cuts now to global HIV and AIDS funding. The necessity to keep our services open and available, particularly with local contextualized response, is really essential.
The centre's CEO, Candice Moorman, says they opened a thrift shop, Itemba's Closet, at their headquarters on Old Main Road on World AIDS Day in December. They held their fourth sale day today. The trust has worked in the response to HIV, particularly in Eteguini West, for the last 35 years. And the US's latest cuts to aid, particularly in the form of the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief, has led to significant reductions in both program funding and personnel support at the trust. Moorman says the organization was in the process of securing new PEPFAR funding. She says it threatens efforts to expand vital HIV prevention, AIDS care and adherence support for youth living with HIV. The proceeds of the thrift shop will support the organization's hospice and palliative care, as well as going towards several other programs.
That's a 24-bed inpatient unit where patients receive 24-hour nursing care for late-stage AIDS and cancer. That has really been put at risk. And so Itemba's Closet, offering unconditional love and hope, is our mission. And so the Hope's Closet is really trying to keep our doors open for those most vulnerable.
And the shop is open until 7 p.m. today. The Competition Commission says food prices remain consistently high. In its latest essential food pricing monitoring report, the Commission highlights that while some essential foods like canned pilchards have seen price reductions, the prices for eggs and sunflower oil remain elevated. And the Commission's spokesperson, Siyabulela Makunga, has called for closer monitoring of pricing practices to ensure fair pricing for consumers. The Weather Service says the level 2 yellow warning issued for Friday for heavy downpours in parts of the province will be lifted in the evening. It had warned of disruptive rain in the northeastern parts, with possible flooding of roads and low-lying bridges and settlements. Forecaster Ayan Dansela says the weather should clear up overnight.
Starting today, Friday, we have 80% chance of showers and thunder showers over the eastern parts of the province. Over the interior, we have 60%. With tomorrow being partly cloudy and fine, we're expecting temperatures to warm up again to average 25 and then maybe reaching 30, 31 over the northern parts. With regards to tomorrow, we only have a 30% chance of showers and thunder showers over the western KZN parts.
And Yolanda Salvidea, who killed Latin singer Selena 30 years ago, has been refused parole. The now 64-year-old woman shot the star in Texas in 1995 after a confrontation at a motel. Saldiva had been the manager of Selena's line of boutiques and was the president of her fan club at the time. Durban 28 tomorrow, Richards Bay 31, Pietermaritzburg 30.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bet Sharks have confirmed the worst-kept secret that Edvald van der Merwe is coming to Durban. RCB take on the Chennai Super Kings in the IPL today, and the FA Cup quarterfinals take centre stage in the UK this weekend.